The legal battle between President Trump and the porn star known as Stormy Daniels is heating up. Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, sued Trump this week, alleging he hadn't signed a non-disclosure agreement that would have prevented her from discussing their alleged affair in 2006. Then we learned the White House had filed a restraining order against Clifford last month to stop her from speaking out. For more on this, we're joined by Dylan Matthews, a staff writer for Vox. Dylan, does it matter if Trump never signed that agreement?
I'm not a lawyer, so I can't give too precise advice on this, but that's her main argument in the suit. Trump used the alias David Dennison throughout this, and neither Donald Trump nor David Dennison signed the non-disclosure agreement that's at issue. There are certain cases where lawyers are allowed to sign things like that on their client's behalf, and so the argument that Trump and his team are going to make is that Michael Cohen, his personal attorney, was acting in Trump's stead and had the authority to do that. And so the argument that Ms. Clifford is going to make and her attorney is going to make is that a non-disclosure agreement is a significant enough agreement that it needed Trump's signature to be binding.
The press secretary at the White House, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, was asked about all this yesterday, and she introduced a new wrinkle in the story. Let's listen to a bit of her exchange with a reporter at the White House.
Look, the president has addressed these directly and made very well clear that none of these allegations are true. This case has already been won in arbitration, and anything beyond that, I would refer you to the president's outside counsel.
And then later, Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, responded to that claim of having already won in arbitration from Sanders, calling it bogus and baseless. Here he is speaking to CNN's Anderson Cooper last night.
Anderson, at this point, you know about as much about this arbitration as we do. Because nobody bothered to tell us about it before it happened. Nobody bothered to invite my client to the party, if you will, which makes the issuance of this order even that much more curious, that it happened within a matter of hours, all in an effort, and I want to be really clear about this, all in an effort to keep this matter under wraps, keep it out of public view, hide the facts, and silence my client.
Dylan Matthews, tell us more about this part of the story, the arbitration aspect.
So it's common in contracts like this to specify that disputes about the contract or about violations of the contract will be addressed in private, confidential arbitration rather than an open court. That's sort of the whole point of a non-disclosure agreement. If all your disagreements about it were aired in open court, then you'd be disclosing everything. And so what appears to have happened is that Trump and his team worked with a private arbiter and got a ruling from that arbiter enjoining Daniels to stop talking about her affair with Trump, basically. The claim from Avenatti is that they were not invited, and so the arbitration was not valid. And to Sanders' claim, this is not settled. The entire point of the lawsuit that was filed is that they don't feel like the ruling in arbitration is valid, and they want to bring the matter up in a formal court. So it's entirely possible that Trump and his team will prevail, that the non-disclosure agreement will be held up in federal court and in whatever courts they appeal to. But it's not a settled matter yet. It's still evolving, and it's also entirely possible that Stormy Daniels will win and earn the right to speak about this in whatever way she pleases.
And what are the political consequences of all of this for the White House?
It's hard to say that this isn't exactly who we knew Donald Trump to be. He famously cheated on his first wife with his second wife. This is hardly the first case where he's been accused of adultery during his marriage to Melania. So there's a degree to which this is just confirming that he was who we thought he was. And further, it's to some degree a distraction or sort of changes the subject a bit from the multiple credible allegations of sexual assault and sexual harassment against him from various women who accuse him of groping, of unwanted sexual touching. And by all accounts, this was a consensual affair. So if I had to guess, it's hard for me to see this being the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Well, especially because even if this had come out before the election, it would have still been after the Access Hollywood tape, which obviously did not stop him from becoming president.
Right. And it's tricky. In a very close presidential election, any little thing matters. I know there are some political scientists who think that the timing of FBI Director James Comey coming out and saying that they were looking at additional Hillary Clinton emails might have tipped the scales and won him the election. In many ways, what's more interesting is that Trump appears to have gone to great lengths, including enlisting his personal attorney to create a number of shell companies to make a $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels to make this go away and to make sure it didn't come up in the month before the election. And I think that might, if anything, feel more foreign. And it's a reminder that he sort of lives in a rarefied world of wealth that is hard for a lot of his supporters to identify with.
That's Dylan Matthews, who's a staff writer at Vox. Dylan, probably more to come on this story. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Thanks again.